This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
I know, I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, we gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
I'm banging my head.
I'm fist bumping. I'm doing more than normal.
It's Metallica Friday.
Woo!
Looking forward to Metallica.
Yeah. Hell yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And I feel like for most of us in this room, Tuesday felt like Friday, Wednesday felt like Friday. So today I almost literally forgot to...
Yeah, it was Friday.
Yes.
I'll be honest. I was like, oh crap, it's Friday. We have to have Gwen saying it's Friday.
I usually write it on my piece of paper and I was like writing it when we were doing the intro song. I'm like, don't forget, Sarah.
It's the most Thursday Friday ever.
It's so weird.
But we are so pumped. Let's get to Daniel from Marysville. Daniel, are you there?
I am. Happy, positive, and Metallica Friday.
Let's go.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Daniel has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of alcohol is in a pina colada?
Rum.
Correct. The admission for Bumbershoot was free till what early 80s year?
84,
32. No. Who was the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
That would be Russell Wilson.
Yes. When it comes to codes, what does QR stand for?
Oh, pass.
Metallica is coming this weekend, but when did they last perform in Seattle?
Oh, last time in Seattle. See, that would have been, Anthrax? Or not Anthrax, Motorhead, Queen's,
what's the year? What's the year?
Oh, 96?
No.
95?
No.
94?
No. Which animated Disney film features the song How Far I'll Go?
Don't know, pass.
What West Coast U.S. first to make Labor Day an official public holiday?
Washington.
What did you say?
Washington.
No.
Ooh. Damn. I didn't pull a deuce today.
You sure did. You dropped a big one. Wow, that was...
Well, this has got a really good bar to beat.
Yeah, he sure does. Also, Metallica came way more recent than what
yes.
you were thinking. But don't say anything because he is coming in the room
yep.
now.
And he might
right.
be distracted by the fact that Metallica is just hours away. So
I know, right?
What? Metallica's playing tonight?
Yes.
I think
color me shocked.
I think you might have to do some other distracting or something too, though. Maybe like
turn his microphone off.
Yes.
That's just straight up sabotage.
I know. I always like go to violence, but that works too. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
What kind of alcohol is in a pina colada?
You like pina colada. Rum.
Correct. The admission for Bumbershoot was free till what early 80s year?
I'm going to go 81.
No.
82?
No.
1980.
Yes. Who was the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Mr. Unlimited. Russell Wilson.
Yep. When it comes to codes, what does QR stand for?
Just looked this up because I was like, well, I've gone my whole life without, not my whole life, but the last several years, not even knowing what that means. Quick response.
Wow, correct. Metallica is coming this weekend, did you know?
Yes.
But when did they last perform in Seattle?
Ooh, I believe like 2018.
No.
2017?
Yes. Which animated Disney film features the song How Far I'll Go?
Debbie Does Dallas.
No. Oh my God. Great movie.
Is it? I don't know. Lion King?
No.
Sleeping Beauty?
No. What West Coast U.S. state was first to make Labor Day an official public holiday?
Let's go California.
No.
Oregon?
Correct. Oh. Steve.
Woo!
You got 6 correct, which is a big win. 6-2. Sorry,
you
Daniel.
You put the beat down. No worries. Thank you very much. For you guys pre-fucking out, I want to get my shirt signed by you guys. It's a KSW shirt.
Okay.
It's got some alum that you guys might know.
Oh,
how about
yeah?
The late, great Kathy Faulkner?
Oh, love her.
Well, she's still alive, but she's known as the late Kathy Faulkner.
I get nervous when
people
say
the late great because then people think she passed away and she's still with us. He was asking where a pre-fucking
we are. Have, we don't
from
have
Metallica.
A plan for drinks
oh.
yet. But we're going to be at the tent from 4 until 6.
Yes, we'll be at the tent right outside the Lumen Field area. It's KISW tent. I know, Steve, I was waiting for you to answer, and then you weren't answering, and I was like...
You look really confused.
I heard him say he wanted to get his t-shirt signed, so I just said, okay. And I think at some point, in some way, we'll run into this guy. And we'll sign his t-shirt. Like, I didn't know what do you want me to say? Where do you live? I'm going to come by today? Like,
he literally said, where are you guys pre-funking at tonight?
I didn't hear that part.
And I was like, Daniel sounds like a really nice guy.
Does
Steve not want him to go?
I'm like, what? Well, still, the answer's still the same. Okay. I don't know where we're going to be. We're going to show up and look for a KSW tent, and then we're going to hang out there. All I know.
Hopefully is outside of Lumen Field.
Just look for a big KSW tent. Apparently it's new and nice, and we'll be there.
Okay. I literally at first wasn't, I was like, do we even have a tent that says KSW? So I'm glad you clarified that.
Well,
no, it's just one of those tents you get at like REI, and we just with a Sharpie wrote KISW.
Yep,
just
easy to spot.
Just walk inside it.
Just walk inside it.
No, that might just be a homeless guy.
How Far I'll Go is the song from what Disney film?
Moana.
Yes.
Oh, I should have guessed that.
You should have. Your man's in that. But congrats, you still won.
As if today couldn't get any more exciting. Last night, my son Barrett made something for everyone on the show. But I am nervous whether it's any good or not. So what is it? We're going to find out after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show.
Last night, my very helpful son, Barrett, wanted to give me a hand in the kitchen. We were making some food. And what was it? Let's let Barrett tell you all about it.
Hey, Barrett, what are those giant green things that we pick from the garden?
Wouldn't be great if you said marijuana. And then we learned something about your farm. It's a different type of farm.
Oh, yeah.
Zucchinis.
Zucchinis? How many of them did you help me pick this week?
That much over there.
Was there 4?
Yeah, but we used some of it.
What did we use it for?
Zucchini bread and zucchini muffins.
Oh, zucchini bread and zucchini muffins. Mm-hmm. So he made them?
Oh, yeah.
What do you have to do to make zucchini bread and zucchini muffins?
I need zucchini.
What else?
I don't know.
He literally had just made these 2 batches with me.
When are we getting our Food Network show with Barrett? How'd you make this? I don't know. How'd you make that part?
I don't know.
You don't remember the recipe?
Yeah.
What did we dump in there?
Eggs.
What else?
Ingredients.
What were the other ingredients?
I love it.
Yes, correct.
What were the other ingredients?
I don't know.
Was there sugar?
Yeah.
What kind?
Brown sugar.
And then what did we do after we got all the ingredients into the two bowls? What did we do?
Put them in the microwave.
In the oven?
I was going to say, in the microwave? I don't know if I want to eat this bread that's in front of us right now.
Soggy.
It's like Tatum, when she wants me to heat up like her little like a little tea, like a warm tea. She's like, Dad, can you put it back in the air fryer? I'm like, no. That's not how we heat drinks up.
And how long do we have to bake it for?
40 minutes.
40 minutes, okay. So we're going to have some bread in 40 minutes? And who's going to test it to make sure it's good?
Me.
Hey, thanks for helping me.
Let me drive you. Now it's time for me to...
Okay, see you later.
I can't.
He's like running away from me at that point. Like, I'm done with you.
And he didn't try it, though. It came in. It was fully the way it was. So you're going to have us test this out?
Yeah. This is courtesy of Barrett.
So Barrett made the banana bread. I mean, zucchini bread. Sorry. Oh, man. Oh. I'm kidding. Clearly, Mom helped him.
A little bit. What do you think, Sarah?
I mean, it's fine, I guess.
It just needs butter or something.
I mean, it doesn't really need butter. It's actually pretty tasty.
It's really moist.
Yeah, it is. You know, the more I eat it, the more it stays in my mouth, I like it more.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like Barrett should be on a, like, you know, kids baking challenge or something like that, right?
They have those.
Yeah. He's a better baker than Sarah.
Well, yeah.
Previously on Kids Baking Championship...
Please explain what we're looking at here.
Zucchini bread and zucchini muffins.
What do you have to do to make zucchini bread and zucchini muffins?
I even need zucchini.
What else?
I don't know.
The texture is very different. It's like more like an olive oil.
I think there's way too much fat in this one.
Yeah.
It's really oily.
Let me drive you. Now it's time for me.
Okay, see you later. Oh, my God.
I love that.
Give that kid the crown.
This week on the Food Network.
Oh, my God. Well, thanks for humoring me and trying the zucchini bread. The Barrett did help make
Let him know it didn't suck.
It didn't suck.
Yeah.
I'll let him know. There's a child star you might remember from back in the day. He's now in his 40s and just shared an insane story about how he used to do something very odd to his co-star's outfits.
Oh, boy.
It is next level strange. You're going to hear from him and his co-stars at 720.
The Daily Mix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the new Baywatch docuseries, the former child star Jeremy Jackson shared a pretty crazy story about what he used to do on the set.
I mean, if you're a kid in life, right, you just like want to be cool, you want to hang out with the cool people, you want to be grown up way before you're grown up, right? And that's how Baywatch was for me. There was all these hot chicks, and I would usually sneak in their trailers after they were done and grab their dirty bathing suits. Let's just say I've smelled every on Baywatch. And Nicole was the big one for sure. We had a very intimate moment, her and I, that she never knew about.
I mean, sometimes you just don't need to share certain things.
Yeah, some of those should just be inside thoughts. But I bet you're wondering how Nicole Eggert feels about this. And we have her reaction.
I'm guessing that she didn't like the response. I don't know, man. I'd be a little grossed out. I'd be like, can we have him arrested for something he did when he was a kid?
he's a grown man at this point, and that's what we love about Jeremy, is his honesty and his candor. And that's really what the documentary is about, is finding out about all these things. And the fact that he can make fun of an adolescent Jeremy, you know, it's the truth. And it's hilarious. And I know people are shocked by it, but I'm sure men that of that adolescent age had done, I'm sure all of us at a weird adolescent age had, you know, done some different things.
I've done a lot of weird stuff. Never once did that. It almost feels like when someone's telling you a story and you're looking at them like, at what point are they going to realize this is a really weird story and they're going to stop doing it and they'll just keep doubling down? And that's what it sounded like when he was laughing about it. But yeah. Then she's just like, yeah, Jeremy did Jeremy things.
Oh, boy. I did watch. I mean, that was my afternoon special for sure. I loved Baywatch back in the day.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Don't get me twisted. I mean, Nicole Eggert was my favorite. I know a lot of people love Pam Anderson and different, but I was always a Nicole Eggert fan.
Well, based on.
Mainly from Charles in Charge.
Yes. Based on Jeremy Jackson and his tendency to check out the swimsuits that were dirty. What was the weird thing that you did as a kid? And when you look back on it now, you know it was really odd. 206-803-ROCK. And it does not have to be anything like the swimsuit sniffing. It doesn't have to be anything like that at all. Just odd.
Yeah, I'm 206- sure I've done some weird things that maybe, like, not like that, but like have been that I'm not sharing.
No. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Metallica.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
What's that thing that you did as a kid that when you look back on it now, you realize, well, that was pretty odd? 206-803-ROCK.
I like this text message that just came in. My mom made me make zucchini bread, signed Barrett.
Yep. My little baker.
When my brother and I were 10, we're twins, we would wear pots on our heads and swing at each other's heads with those big metal spoons. Dad thought it was hilarious. Mom, not so much.
I love that.
Another text said, I want to hit my 7-year-old self in the face with a brick because I used to pee on every seat and flusher in a public bathroom that I could reach. To this day, I pray for automatic flushers in every bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and there's a nice text. Steve, wasn't it you that years ago you admitted to saving your toenails in a jar from Rose in Tacoma?
Is that true? What was the reason?
Because I was trying to become a serial killer, and I felt like this would be the perfect way to start the backstory. No.
Oh, you're on your way.
I was so lazy, and I was a kid, and I used to, I don't know, my nervous tic would be to peel my nails.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, it's weird now, Tatum does that. Like, you know, so like kind of pick at her nails and kind of tear her nails, and I'm like, that's such a weird thing to see now her do it. I'm trying to get her to stop. But when I was a kid, I didn't want to like throw them on the ground. I was too lazy to get up and throw them away, so I had an empty Tic Tac. Or the Tic Tac box, you know, the little containers.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just kind of would put them in there. And then I would just keep putting them in there until Mom found them. And it was, yeah. My mom was very disturbed about the entire situation. And looking back on it, very strange. At the time, I just thought I was just being clean.
Sure.
Ish.
You're so weird.
What about you?
I mean, I would just say that
the woman who bites her own knuckles.
Very interesting fashion choices.
And you're an adult when you do that.
I had very interesting fashion choices. I think I just tried to dress as weird as possible. I had tons of vintage clothing and weird pants and furry shirts. And I would.
Wait, you're describing you now at festivals.
I would like add paper clips to like my shirts. I'd cut them up and add paper clips. I just was like trying to look as bizarre as possible. And I was successful. I also had a perm at the same time. So it was a lot of weird.
Were you doing it to troll your family, friends? Or was it just that this was your comfort zone?
I think it was just like, this is going to be my style. I'm going to be a freak.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I still am. Rockaholics, we need someone to beat Steve this morning. It would feel really good to do it on Metallica Friday. He is currently 240 wins, 71 losses, and 40 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.